The Star Report with Sasha Star.
And you're feeling the peer pressure, Simon, because you're...
Am I
you're not particularly interested in Hollywood news. It's okay.
You figured that out, did you?
Paul's going to back me up over here.
But Hollywood news.
Yes. You're just going to sound really interested in whatever I say for the next 5 minutes.
That's
deal?
Fascinating.
That's your job, Paul.
Awesome. Let's go. So, big news. I'm sounding local this time because Ed Sheeran...
Wow. It's coming to
you. You're awful. You are so awful.
You are the worst, Simon.
The worst. The worst. Yep. Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is performing in Johannesburg this weekend and Cape Town next week.
Are you going?
I am. I'm going on Sunday evening. So if anyone is going to be there and they know me, come and say hi.
Yes.
But I am also quite excited to see his opening act. So we have Passenger, whose real name is something like Mike Rosenberg. He's from the UK.
Huh.
He has a song called "It'll Come to Me." That's not what the song is called.
No.
The song will come to me. I'm having a day. And we also have Shekana, our very own MTV-nominated Shekana. She is going to be. She's just been announced as the second act for Ed Sheeran. I'm not sure if she's going to Cape Town as well, but very happy to see her in Johannesburg. People are worried because the last time that F&B Stadium had a musical concert or event of any kind, it was quite violent, if
yes.
you recall. It
the was aftermath the, was terrible.
Yes, the Global Citizens Festival.
Yeah.
People were mugged. They were attacked. So the security in charge of the event have now said we can expect World Cup-like security.
Yeah, good. Because so that went off without incident.
You know what? It was so wonderful, and we really hope that it pulls through this time. Over 1,000 security guards are expected within the stadium perimeter, and another 100 outside, which is what people said was the big problem. The other really interesting story locally is that Daniel Barron, whose song we play quite often, he has a song called Children of the Sun. He's actually been at High FM before. He released the song in 2016, and he is now suing none other than David Guetta, the global French DJ, because he claims that Guetta's new song, Lightheaded, has an identical melodic, chordal, and rhythmic similarity.
Huh.
So he's actually not just, you know, putting this out of nowhere. He called in local music professor Jean Zeidel-Rudolph, and she conducted a musicology report and said that there's clear plagiarism. So we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, Samro have decided to freeze the royalty stream on Daniel Barron's track until the entire matter is resolved.
Don't steal, kids. Don't steal other people's music.
I was quite surprised by this story. So I've got to give you background. There's a franchise, you'll know this, Paul, called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Good movies, the first one in particular.
She knows her customers, and she knows who wouldn't have a cotton clue, and she's right, yep.
Part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the first two were both written and directed by James Gunn.
But he's been in trouble.
Yes. So about 8 months or so ago, James Gunn was fired from the third film, because outright journalists had dug up comments he made about a decade or so ago, in which he made light of quite serious issues like rape and pedophilia. And even though he apologized, Disney said, sorry, we can't work with you, you're out.
It's kind of what our guest yesterday, Loisa, was talking about. Do you get a chance to grow? Do you get a chance to do teshuva, as it were?
Yes.
And do you get a chance to kind of leave your past behind and say I'm a different person now?
It's a great point that you bring that up, because petitions were filed to bring him back. Nothing worked. The production has just been in delay. I think it's frozen currently for the last 8 months or so.
Yeah.
But this week, Disney and Marvel decided to rehire him. And it's just made everyone so happy. Of course, the cast are... utterly delighted that he's back.
Because
they
like
are going
him, yeah.
to have to wait even longer, because he's currently involved in the Suicide Squad sequel. Say that three times fast.
That was not a good movie.
Okay, well, hopefully the sequel will be better. So we're going to have to wait for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But that's the Star Report for the week.